Chapter 21, Part 3, Rebirth in Tao. It is said that Lao Tzu wrote 930 books about ethics and religion, and 70 about esotericism. But of all those works and the copies made of them, nothing remains. They have vanished without a trace. The only one of Lao Tzu's works still extant is the Tao Te Ching, a brief document of some 5,000 words, covering 12 pages or so. Often, this text is virtually impossible to understand, and maybe that is why it has been spared the fate of the others. It is the same old story, the primordial adversary which has taken so many forms since the beginning of time, did as it always does, using every available means to destroy any documents which appear to threaten the continued existence of the nature of death, or which contain information about the reality of the two natures. You probably know what many Chinese scholars say about the Tao Te Ching, and you also know what we think of their interpretations. Yet many extensive commentaries on the Tao Te Ching are to be found in the libraries of the Far East. More often than not, these commentaries have been garbled and are bound to be misleading. So we should not be too hard on scholars who consult such sources. Indeed, over the centuries, many people have fallen victim to the adversary because of this kind of thing, for it is a fact that in the nature of death, everything possible is done to erase any traces of the divine messengers. So there is but one way, one method, of removing all the obscurity and confusion that stands between you and the great reality. It is the way, the method we have been explaining. You need to approach the actual nature of Tao, which exists in the center of your being. In self-surrender of the heart and in profound yearning, you need to approach the nature of Tao within you. Then you will discover that there really is an infallible divine testimony, a kingdom of God within you. Since the most distant past, says Lao Tzu, the divine essence, which is so near to us, has been imperishable. And it is that divine essence which can bring about genuine creation, the rebirth of what is true and real. So let us take a brief look at how this process of creation can unfold in someone who puts the threefold Gnostic method into practice. First of all, the person needs to withdraw from his own astral field, which belongs to the nature which deviates from the divine. Secondly, he needs to dissociate from the astral field of the group to which he belongs as a result of his birth in this nature. Thirdly, he needs to dissolve any astral ties there may be between himself and the astral field of the nature of death as a whole. At first sight, this threefold assignment seems like an unscalable wall barring our way. Yet is it the same task that has been carried out by all the great ones throughout history, by all the children of God? It is exactly the path that Jesus the Lord exemplified on his Via Dolorosa. The kingdom he sought and found was not of this world. That is why he made his paths straight, why he immersed himself in the waters of the Jordan, the river of life, and why he overcame the astral adversary. So if you want to become a real follower of Christ, and you can because the kingdom of God is within you, you must make a concrete beginning. With an all-encompassing desire in which your whole heart is absorbed, you must turn towards the Lord in your midst. If you cannot yet summon that kind of desire, or if it costs you a great deal of effort, well then your time has not yet come. No one can force you to produce that boundless longing of the heart. You cannot achieve it by means of exercises or through an intellectual decision. It is a state of being, rather like being in love.
If you have ever really loved someone or been loved by someone, you will know that the whole heart can be absorbed and uplifted by it. This gives rise to an emanation which radiates from the heart and establishes the connecting link. It is with a love like that that the heart must devote itself to the spiritual rose which is present in the heart, in the center of your being. Then, because the rose is so very near to you and has been waiting for you for such a long time, a powerful connection will come into being between you. Then the foundation for soul rebirth will have been laid. That is why the Bible says that only love can set you free. Once this foundation for rebirth is firmly in place, the power of Tao will be able to enter the whole personality system so that the nature of Tao can perform its work. Then it is only necessary for the person who is permitted to undergo this miracle to keep his whole heart in the light of Tao and not allow his heart's desire orientation to wander into the highways and byways of the nature of death. This will systematically disconnect the whole personality from all its astral ties with the nature that deviates from God. A divine creation will come into existence. Perhaps you are still wondering, how will I know for certain that such a rebirth really has its origin in Tao? Couldn't I be mistaken? Lao Tzu gives the answer. Dear friend, you will know from day to day and from hour to hour with unfailing certainty through Tao itself. When, in love, you have found and met the God within you, this Lord, in the center of your being, will speak to you unceasingly in His picture language. The secret communion with the All Highest will then have been attained for all eternity.